So let's go there. Let's make it.
Jeff is starting us with the concert.
Let's go there.
Hey,
let's ask, can we stay?
Yeah.
Can you take me higher?
Welcome back, everybody, to Off the Field Podcast, episode number 60. This is an episode we've been wanting to get done for a while. The siblings, Jeff and Jasmine.
Say what's up. Say what's up.
How are you Game today? Time.
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling great. Got my little sister here with me. Yeah. How you doing? Hey. There we go. I saw the game where I was the captain the other day, and I was very proud to take my sister. I was watching the game with Reyna, and I forgot how
What game are you talking about?
The game where I was the captain. Bobby, the controversial call.
Yes. Who are you looking at? Oh, her.
What?
I pick you first, and you couldn't get on base once, dog. Once. Like, I was mad at this guy, but I was trying to be positive the whole game. I was like, oh, good job.
I did one good thing. Did you see the catch that I got from Gabe? His foul ball.
Yeah. My first ever catch with my red glove actually belongs to Jasmine. The first game that it was ever used, Jasmine caught a ball.
Dude, I'm like, I need my first pick to do something. Not go 0 for 6 and hit into 3 double plays and kill every rally. Like, I'm sorry, but it's okay. You did.
Not the rest of the team looking at me like, really?
I gotta ask, what do you think of the coaching staff on Team Jeff?
Not very supportive.
Positive. The only time I've ever said anything about it was right now, how I really felt. And I'm telling you, and him too. He took a shit in the middle of the game. We had no fielders. So I'm out there fielding, and I'm like, dog, like, where, like, Keep it together, because we need positivity on this team, or else we're going to fall apart. Because they had literally, our first two picks was Shorts and Jasmine. Their first two picks were Kinez and Gabe.
We were cooked. What are you doing then?
Yeah, we were cooked from the start.
What do you mean, what was I doing? I'm picking with my heart and the power of friendship, and we almost won.
And that's exactly how the Dodgers are going to get eliminated this year.
You're okay.
The 80 and 82 Phillies on the power of friendship.
Hey man, I don't know how you hating outside from outside the club. You can't even get in. Like,
yeah, all right.
Come on.
Do you know what? Just cut his mic. Cut his mic right now.
Speaking of that, you can tell, Jasmine and Jeff got a little bit of a different mic situation going on here. And just because I am paranoid, Jasmine, can I see the box that your mic has? I just want to quadruple check that it's going. Is it counting?
Oh, I see the. Do you see that little bars?
It's 0.29. Yeah, it's going.
All right, cool. We're good.
Yeah,
Paranoid little me can stop being paranoid now.
Awesome. But
damn, son, where'd you find this?
It's a certified hood classic.
Oh, certified hood classic.
I got one.
Trapaholics mixtape.
That was good. All right, wasn't familiar with your game, Mobo. Sorry. That was great.
All right, things that Mobo just did in the past couple days. You attended Rolling Loud.
I did.
Twice.
And I went twice. I went Thursday night to go see Vultures performed live.
Thank you for putting quotations.
I say that because I didn't mean to cut you off, but on the flyer it says performance. And when I got there, it was a listening party.
Thank you.
Now here's the thing.
Shorty and Capital of them, they're like, oh, I got to see Kanye perform. I'm like, did he sing? They're like, no. And I'm like,
No. He did sing. He sang. He did not have a mic. He was out there busting his shit after he took off his mask.
You basically went to a club with Kanye.
No, exactly. I'm well aware of what I paid for. All right.
I know.
I wanted to see.
You went to that?
Yeah.
I thought it was his cap and shorts.
No, I went. I just didn't post
also,
about it.
Also, every story that gets told is only by cap and shorts, and they were the ones that convinced you to go. So what happened? Because any of their stories they tell, you're not involved.
Yeah. So Cap had gone with one of his friends. And Shorts took his brother, I believe.
Yes.
Now, the thing is, you might
remember him. Brooks Robinson.
Brooks Robinson.
He played softball for a solid amount of
years. Yeah, you remember him. The guy that he can't guard me in any basketball game whatsoever. Yeah. I know you're watching. You can never guard me. Sorry. Continue.
So, where were you?
So, I was on my way there. The problem is, you know how Cap loves getting to things
extremely early?
5 hours early?
Yep. Mm. So, he was already there.
Yep.
And Shorts and his brother took off a little later, but the thing is that they got off of work early. Mm. I didn't get off of work. Luckily, I managed to get off around 5. Mm-hmm. That traffic was like an hour 45 to get to Englewood.
Is someone saying Leclerc?
Is that a cat?
There, I think there's a cat outside the window.
I could have swore I heard Lickler.
I hear it.
I have the headphones on, so I just hear.
Dude, I'm like, who's playing that audio right now?
Sorry. God, but okay, so I get to the stadium super late. They're already there towards the front. Apparently, people were going batshit crazy and started.
They broke the barrier. Story. Oh my God.
They broke the barrier. I get there.
Hold on. Jeff, don't worry. It's going to be all about you in like 5 minutes.
Don't worry about it. You're going to get your moment to shine.
Oh, brother.
Anyways, I get there. We were waiting, I think, half an hour past. Mm-hmm. Showed up a little late.
Yeah.
But nevertheless, he got right into the album, went front to back, hit all the cuts. He even played a song that was deleted.
Nice.
So Kanye? Sick.
Good Don't Die.
Lucky Duck.
Good Don't Die.
Wait, a deleted song that no one's ever heard of before?
No, I've heard it.
No, it was released on the first, I think, couple days of the album, but then it got taken off
because it wasn't cleared. They won't let him put it on anything because it's a sample, and he didn't clear it with the original singer.
And so he did that whole album, which I was expecting, and I was cool. Like, I saw Kanye, whatever. I thought he was finessing us, too, because he didn't take off the mask till the end.
Mm-hmm.
But it was the same guy. Anyway,
imagine it's just not Kanye. It's just some random guy.
They're just random shit. Just pulled up super late, but... I loved it. The album in person is crazy to hear. I mean, just the feeling of the bass. Like, I don't know. Even my cheeks were vibrating. That's how sick it was.
Did you hear this?
I did. So, brings me to my next point. After he was done with the album, that was it. The DJ, on the other hand, stayed and started playing his bangers back to back to back. Started mixing in some other songs. I heard what we heard. Father Stretch My Hands. We heard Runaway. We heard...
I just want to say thank you for acknowledging that there is a difference between a performance and a listening party, because I'd be pissed if I showed up to that.
I was annoyed because it's like such a Kanye thing for him to do.
I know. Just
be head ass and be like, okay, cool. Let me just not perform when it's my chance to redeem myself.
Javi gave you guys the offer.
I mean, you saw Kanye live. Wasn't he hectic as shit during that era?
No. Well, he did our concert okay. The concert after us, he just bounced.
Yeah, I heard in
right
the
after
past,
us.
In the past, Kanye would perform for maybe like two or three songs and then he'd go on a 45-minute tangent. Swear. And people were
That's
like,
so
dude,
Kanye,
we'd like we want yeah. She saw.
Wait,
she
is
saw
that, is that when Kanye was running for president?
No, that's right before he did.
Oh, got it.
He's so chaotic.
But anyways, honestly, I love the album. I love the performance or the listening party. Now, Sunday, I went with Gabe.
You also bought that last minute, didn't you?
I did. I bought that the night I got back.
This guy just got talked into Rolling Loud both times.
So, yeah, unexpectedly, I'd gone for the weekend. But I get there Sunday. Gabe picked me up. He picked up Cap.
And wow, we took Gabe is picking up people. What world are we living in?
He's growing. Where have you been, Missy?
Yeah. She has a whole car.
Yeah,
he does. A fetus.
He's got his own little...
He was like a fetus is crazy.
He was like a fetus.
He was like a fetus to us.
They're all
babies to me still.
But we jamming over. I mean, obviously with them, it's going to be a blast. Gabe immediately buys Cap's second wristband for VIP.
Okay. And Cap mainly only wanted to go Saturday because Post Malone, which he got there 7 hours early for, by the way.
Yeah, I saw his story. But, My man's a trooper. If he wants barrier,
he recorded the entire concert, not in clips, in one full length recording.
You got to give him props for that. That is commitment.
That is wild.
Do we have to give him props for that?
I mean, you know what? We'll leave it up. We'll leave it up to the.
Hold on,
the
I know crowd. He's listening right now, and you. Jeff said props, and his little brain just got really happy, and now he's thinking about betting, and he's probably going to make a bet right now based off that.
Could I bet on props?
Go ahead, give him one, bro. I know he's listening right now.
Give him a bet right now.
Give him a bet.
Give him an outdated bet.
Like any bet that I put is gonna just—it's just gonna happen. It's gonna happen.
No, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, give him an outdated bet right now.
Okay, 0.5 Spidey 3-pointers. Oh, he hits two yesterday. He's like Shaq. He's made like 1 3-pointer his whole career, and then he makes two last night. Like, why? Cause I'm on the other team. Just makes no sense.
I hear a lot of hating.
It could be like 0.5 dunks. Excuse me,
Mobo. No, excuse me, sir. Mobo.
Excuse me, Spidey. I'm talking.
Whose podcast is this?
I believe this is the let me check the banner.
Yeah. I believe that says off the field.
That says off the field. Podcast,
this might
guys.
Be your show, but this is my episode. Oh. Anyways, so it could be 0.5. It could be 0.5 Jasmine dunks, and like she's never dunked, but she'll dunk for like somehow she'll just dunk because I just bet on the under.
So I went to the All-Star game.
Listen to me, sir. I will get into that night, but I want to let my friend Mobo here finish his story. Okay.
Yeah. He's still
leave my friend
story?
Alone.
Dude, like half the people left to go see Mighty Goat at this. Like,
leave,
come on,
leave my friend alone.
I'm sorry,
bro.
That's what Bobby
Mobo,
always tells
me. Mobo, are you okay? Are you okay, Mobo?
I'm okay, but I don't think he's coming back for a while.
Okay, second wristband.
Oh,
bye.
No.
So, okay, what else would you like to tell us from Sunday?
Okay, so
Demon.
I'll just cut to the chase for your pretty, pretty little face.
Demon, Demon Mobo.
I got my phone clapped. My
no.
phone got taken right out of my pocket as the mosh pit was starting
Why
to
was
an artist
in your back pocket?
Ski mask of some god. I didn't have it in my back pocket. I had my nice little short shorts on. And my phone, since I have a fucking Pro Max, it was just kind of like hanging
on,
off
dude.
My shit. It's not like, okay, relax. It's not like short shorts.
Okay, okay.
Because
you pointed up here. And I got the image. Like you, because you're pointing up here, dude.
What, you thought I was out there bare-assed just showing my chin?
My dude, you just pointed.
You
I
really
had my
did,
short
though. You
shorts.
Said, like...
Well, yeah. Like,
it was a hot day.
It was a hot-ass day.
So they were up to here?
No, bitch. I told you that.
Okay, so... The no! Mother... You were pointing up here by the groin area.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so you were
Besides
down. Okay,
the
down
point.
Okay,
okay,
he
sorry,
was
I'm
wearing
sorry.
Shorts and his phone got nabbed.
I'm sorry, I just got a mental image that I just.
No, it's just you like painted the picture and you had short shorts and somebody took your phone.
Shall we hire an artist
pocket.
To make this reality?
So
I can hang it right here.
Anyways, my phone got clapped and it hit the floor after the pickpocket dropped it. As soon as I went and I turned around to grab the phone.
Wait, hold on. I'm sorry. Your phone hit the floor?
Yes.
Doesn't it always hit the floor?
Oh, that's like a thing on
that's
here.
That's like a
yeah.
thing. Like, I'm
yeah.
sorry. I
just, yeah, it is. Ever since we moved Mobo off of this, he's been pretty good.
Yeah, I just leave it on here now.
You still knocked it over a few
you
times.
Do.
Just a bit. Either that or it falls into the pit, like you were asking earlier.
Wait, pit. So you saw the guy trying to pickpocket you?
I didn't see the guy. I only saw the hand with my phone.
And then it hit the floor.
It hit the floor. I turned around. That guy had dipped. Somebody else picked up the phone, tried giving it to me, and then I lost some of the mosh pit because everybody started getting buck wild. So I never saw that person ever again. And then on top of that, I was not the only one. There was at least 40 people after the show that were with me with their friends' phones, like trying to look for their shit. So a lot of people
damn.
Got their phones taken. A
some
lot of
people
got robbed.
Hey, I'm not even mad. That's impressive. I wouldn't be mad. 40
I was,
phones?
I was about to say.
No, dude, that's a bag. Dude,
yeah,
your phone is like $400 on
that's
Facebook
impressive.
Marketplace.
Some people see Rolling Loud as a concert experience. Some people see it as a payday.
People saw it as a bag that day. I'll
Can
you
bring
that.
A fanny pack?
No, I didn't bring a fanny pack with me. I legit only had my wallet, my phone, my goodies, and that's it.
Your goodies. That's your goodies and
your
short
goodies?
Shorts.
Relax.
What are the
anyways?
Goodies?
I ended up getting a new phone yesterday because, I mean, you can't live in 2024.
I mean, you got an iCloud, right? You got it all.
No, I have most of my stuff saved except for my videos and photos.
And
you know how much I had on that shit? I had 16,000 photos.
Not the news.
And I had 3,000 videos on that.
Damn.
Damn.
Yeah, so it was a big L. Big L, but
big
you know
L.
what?
Yeah.
We ball.
You saw Kanye.
Hey, I saw Kanye. I had fun. I will say this, seeing Metro Boomin and Future was fire. That was such a good time.
That's
and Don Toliver.
That's worth it.
Now.
It was so awesome.
So we can make Jeff all happy over there. I'm just going to run through this around the horn really quick. Very
wait. I want to talk about music now.
What? Oh, now
no,
you're...
my man.
Yeah, I did see Metro Boomin. No, I didn't. No, I did see Metro Boomin. But
anyways.
Then there was a certain somebody who will not be named. She didn't want to see Metro Boomin. And then so we left the set. And then the whole crowd goes crazy as we're walking away from the set. And later on, I find out Drake was the special guest.
because
she wanted to see Yellow Claw or whatever the hell. Yeah,
I don't know what you're talking
about.
What festival?
At EDC.
That's crazy.
Ouch.
So it was Metro Boomin and Drake, and she's like, let's go watch Yellow Claw. And I'm like,
oh.
Sorry, that's a random tangent.
The sports breaking news. Blake Snell has finally signed. He is a giant. Are you faking?
No,
okay.
Faking.
I was about to say. Yeah, to the Giants, finally. But
how long?
2 years.
Wow.
I can't believe
wow.
We couldn't sign that guy.
No.
Yo, we
you
couldn't
guys,
sign
you
that guy?
Yeah, I was about to say, you guys couldn't sign
Artie
that
Moreno told our GM no.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Oh, thanks a lot, Artie.
Yeah, sell
Thank
the damn
you,
team. And then JD Martinez still unsigned. What are you doing? Anyways, hey, Jeff, you want to talk about last night?
Oh, last night? Yeah, I was, I mean.
Tell me how you got cooked.
Yeah, go ahead. Tell him how I was draining buckets.
I mean.
You were just letting it hang on him, huh?
Yeah, somehow, like, he was scoring. Like, mm-hmm. he was scoring three-pointers for no reason. I don't, I can't guard everybody on the court. It's just, I'm sorry.
You think when I got my gym pass, I don't go in the gym and practice everything, bro? I know I'm good in the paint. You got to make all of your game good.
Yeah, no, Spidey's been, he's been improving his game. I'll give him that. Shakleshka O'Neal, as they like to call him. Shakleshka. That was a Dean's, Kershey's friend, Dean. Well,
Dean has been on the podcast, actually.
Dean has been on the, okay, so.
You guys have seen Dean. You guys know Dean.
Yeah, it's always, and there, you know, something, okay.
What?
The girl that was there yesterday, I'm pretty sure.
It's Kershey's friend.
Kershey's friend. Okay, whatever. Okay. There's always some sort of drama that happens whenever a girl just steps into the, and there was two girls actually on the court. So there like, was, you know, yeah. The, everybody was like, oh, they got a game seven, LeBron James.
Macho
like,
man.
Yeah. They gotta show out. And they really did. Like Dean kicked the ball at a light.
If you've been to any 24-hour basketball court, they have like these big dome lights to, you know, light up that thing. Good. Dean kicked this thing with the velocity of a Yordan Alvarez home run, and I don't know how it didn't break the light.
Yeah,
that's got to be
bounced off,
dude. It bounced off.
And the guy on my team's like, dude, why do you keep doing that? And then
just
Dean,
wait, no, wait,
can I cuss
wait.
Or no?
Yes.
Dean's like, shut the fuck up. I think I'm pretty sure he's like, dude, shut the fuck up. And then from there, just he's like, dude, don't tell me to shut up. No, you don't tell me to shut up. Square up.
Let's go outside. Like, you want to
like,
take this outside?
Basically, yeah. They're like, let's take this outside. And amongst other things I can't say on this podcast.
Yeah.
But they were really like ready to.
Oh, dude. And you think that guy thinks he would have just had a fair one-on-one fight? Little does he know that Dean had six homies there. It was me, Jeff, Tyler, Ryan, and Javi.
Oh, he's cooked, man.
So I'm pretty sure Dean would have won this fight. He looked like he definitely had more muscle than the other guy. But even if things started going against Dean, five other guys would have been like, hey, buddy.
I mean, I just, it's 24-hour fitness. We're not trying to lose our membership to like just because of a fight. Like,
there's no highlights.
I love you, Dean, but you know, we got to keep our composure. And the other guy, I know you're watching. You don't got to be sensitive.
What's
man.
His name?
Don't be sensitive.
What's his name? Other guy.
At.
Adam, right now. At him.
Rigoberto.
And then, so it started off with them yelling. And then, you know, some guy on his team was holding the random guy back. Okay. And then.
Yeah, we were all just trying to break it up. But it was just, we had.
Oh, this was mid-game.
Yes.
This was intense for 24 hours.
So then they keep going. They're like, hey, play on. Come on, check
dude,
it. Check the ball.
Like, dude, you're
check
26 years old. Like something, like 26 year olds old.
You?
No, not
no,
me.
No, the guy, the other guy.
Oh.
You're 26 years old, like friggin' something insulting him. And as you can see, the other guy's getting even more pissed. Like, come on, man. I'm a young 26. I'm a young 20s. Young 20s. And I'm like.
He kept saying that, though. And I was like, me, 27, Jeff, 33. What the fuck, Dean?
Yeah, dude. I'm like, yeah, you're like, am I you're like 26 you? Acting like a fool. Like. I don't know. It was just
that guy was soft to begin with because we beat his team the first game, and then you know he was all mad that he lost, and he was
well.
Like,
to be fair, he was mad because the way that you guys it was Javi, Kersh, Dean,
me,
Tyler, like and you, Spidey.
Yeah,
like you guys talk so much shit and amongst each other, but when other people see that you guys are talking shit and talking shit to our team, like. They're not used to that.
Okay,
they're like, why are you guys talking smack? Like, why are you guys instigating? So, like, he was already mad at that.
How are you going to talk all that smack when the game ends? And then when we're like, okay, run it back, he volunteers to sit out.
Oh, because he didn't want to hear the smack talk. And
guy was hurt.
I was telling him, like, I'm like, hey, man.
No.
Don't mind my friends. That's just how they get themselves.
Dang.
But when they started beefing, it started with a bunch of people in the middle, obviously, so they didn't bother each other, and went on for so long that I was just like, hey, there's another basketball over there. And then me and Javi started shooting around while they were still trying.
At one point, I just stopped holding Dean back, and I'm like, all right, you know what? If you guys want to fight, go for it.
Dean, not knowing what
hey,
to
go,
do.
Go hog wild, bro.
Yeah, literally.
Dean runs up to him. What do I do now?
And then that ended the game, and then me and Javi were
you
like.
You see, like, Kersh trying to hold him back. I'm like, Kersh. No.
Kersh is not holding back Dean,
He's like, the other guy was like, you're letting the little, I think he was talking to Kirsch or Tyler. Letting the little, a little pipsqueak hold you back. Like, come on, come over here. I'm like, damn.
That's
dude.
But
wild.
There's also a clip in one of the videos that somebody has where he gets loose and he could have gone.
Videos?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what
he
I
has
was
a
saying.
Video.
What?
Ryan's friend has a video.
About this? Could this be on the corner of the screen?
No.
Sure. Yeah.
Well, sure. But
I screen
no
recorded
audio.
Jeff's story when he posted it.
No audio.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, there's no audio.
No audio because it's bad.
We could create audio.
Yeah. Ramble. But yeah, and then our game ended. I wanted to keep playing, bro. And one guy left. And we had nine of us, and I'm like, we can't do three on three.
That's the one game that we were winning and we were going to destroy you guys, and like it just gets broken up by stupidity. I'm like,
we beat them two games previously.
I'm like, we were going to wipe you guys out that game, and then and then Dean's like, let's finish the game. I'm like, Dean, we're not finishing.
Oh, no, yeah.
Game.
They kept saying, check it in, come on, let's go. In my head, I was like, as soon as they check that ball in, somebody is football tackling.
Oh, yeah, there's no shot
their guy.
Yeah, moral of the story, do not get into fights over a 24-hour fitness ball. It's not worth it, kids.
Fights are bad.
Don't pull out the nine, Jamal.
I just love how now he's going to go back to that 24 and be like, are they here?
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
The only reason I went that night, the only person that knew I was going was Javi.
How the hell did these?
So I was sitting here, and it was like 11 p.m. I usually go around that time. Mm-hmm. And I was like, all right, tonight I'm going to go at 11:30. And Javi's a little anxious, little small bean, and he calls me. And whenever he's driving on the freeway, he feels like he has to call somebody. So he calls me, and I'm like talking to him. He's like, oh, I'm just headed to the gym right now. And I'm like, you are? And I was ahead on videos, too. So I was like, you know what? I'll drive out there today. And then I open the door, and Jeff's playing defense, and he looks at me, and then he double takes, and he's like, you were the last person I expected
to
watch.
Yeah, I was not expecting Spidey to.
And then Kirsch, I swear, saw me because I had to wait for their game to finish. So I was just sitting. And then their game finishes. They all go over to where their stuff is. So I move over there. And he's like, yo, when did you get here? And I'm like, dude, you looked at me like five times.
I love that blank stare.
I just don't like, why do we got to fight, dude? Like, have you ever been in a fight?
Nope.
At Mobile, you ever been in a fight?
Couple.
The closest.
You've been in a couple fights with Mobile?
Couple.
The way he's like,
wow. Mobile.
Couple.
Why are you twiddling the cord?
Yeah, Quentin, wait. What happened?
Not a brawl. I mean.
Do we need to go beat him up?
Not
Mobile,
at all.
Are you okay?
This was times ago. This was a while back.
Mobile, are you okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My friend alone.
Yeah.
Guy, whoever
Thank you
are.
Thank you. No, but, I mean, it was funny.
The fight was funny?
Yeah, I kicked his ass.
Nice.
I'm fat and tall. What do you expect?
Mobile, you're a freaking bully, dude.
Yeah, I know.
You bullied him?
No,
after?
I didn't bully people.
The hell's wrong with you?
I didn't laugh at him, but I mean, like, when I got home, yeah. He was just talking so much shit, and I took care of him.
Like, what did he say? What did he say to you?
He was, like, trying to tease me for being fat, told him it didn't work, and then he was like, oh, well, you don't get bitches, and I'm like, oh. And I was like, all right, cool, and run it then, and then he pushed the fuck out of me, and I just...
Those are fighting. If you tell someone you don't get bitches, I'd turn red like, fuck you, I get bitches.
The closest I've ever been to a fight, you were actually there. It was the taco truck in Santa Ana.
Oh yeah, that was random as shit.
Yeah, that was just some.
Dude, you almost beat up.
Was
a taco
he a homeless guy
or what?
He was like a
crackhead.
How do I put this? Yeah, he was a tweak.
Yeah,
he was straight up. Oh,
are you okay? Oh, the camera.
Oh.
No, it has a 30-minute limit. You're good. Yeah, we were across the street getting ready to go to the taco truck, and then this random guy just comes up to me, and he pushes me. And I was like, what? And then he just stared at me, and I'm like, what? And then he just walked away, and that was it.
I thought something was going to break out.
Jasmine, you've been in a fight?
Jasmine, you fought?
I just wanted to mention that you almost got in a fight with a New Yorker. Because he almost stepped. He kept stepping on his heels. And he had like the funniest New York accent. He was trying to go. He had like a bum leg. And he was trying to go after you.
So the stairs were wide enough for two people to walk down. Obviously, because you need a side for people to go down and a side for people to go up. So, you know, he was injured. So I just walked around him. And instead of waiting like for him to get all the way down. And then he was like, Oh, I forgot what he said, but he was mad. He was just like, "You impatient fuck," or something like
I knew. Yeah, now I remember. Yeah.
Did we get in a New York City fight?
Yes, now I
remember. That was a Madison Square Garden.
Yeah, we were trying to look for something or something.
The entrance to Madison.
We went everywhere but the entrance.
Yeah.
How the hell did you guys manage that?
And then he just was like, "Yeah, walk away." And I'm like, "Dude, I'm not gonna fight."
Yeah, we're trying to get somewhere, dude.
We are trying to walk away.
We're at the wrong.
You don't
spot,
want
bro.
These problems, dude. There was literally five people, and he's just one bum-legged guy. Like, dude, really? Like, we're doing you a favor.
Anyway,
your goofy ass on, bro.
The main things we're here to talk about today is you two siblings, Jasmine, Jeff. What I want to know is. We've already told the story, I believe, on how I first met Jasmine, which was at Arizona, and she just was randomly sleeping on the kitchen floor.
Remember that.
So how did that... That's basically how you brought Jasmine to softball. So how did he come to you
the origin story.
And tell you, hey, that guy I've been playing softball with for a couple months, do you want to go to Arizona? And how'd that happen?
I think I said it last time. I didn't even know you guys were all going to be there. I was supposed to... He framed it as... We were just going to Arizona as a family, and we were gonna watch a Diamondbacks game, and I was just done. I was in college at the time, and I had a test. I thought, okay, like, why not just study at the hotel, and then we can go to a Diamondbacks game, and then we're done. And then I didn't ask any questions when we were on the road to Arizona, and then we pull up to like this nice house. I was like, this isn't a hotel. And then there was like 30 people
Jeff's,
in there.
Jeff's looking at that camera like there's some cap in the story.
Jasmine, what the hell are you talking about?
I didn't know we were staying at a nice...
This is the stupidest story I've ever heard.
It's not stupid.
None
that's
of
how
what
it
you
went.
Just said is true. You're like making stuff up now.
All right, run it back, Jeff.
Okay.
All right, Jeff,
okay,
what's your side of the story?
First off, I don't remember really, but I'm pretty sure I would have told you that there's like 30 people here from the thing that I do on YouTube. Not that it was a family thing. Like, what? I invited you to the thing that I probably said something because, like I said, I don't remember for sure.
Are you gaslighting? You were with somebody.
He
at the
sounds
time,
like he's about to
and
gaslight.
So I thought it was the three of us going to the Diamondbacks game.
I definitely wouldn't be okay. Maybe that's what happened.
I wasn't gonna say the other word.
Anyway, I don't know. I'm pretty sure I wouldn't have said.
If you know, you know.
If you know, you know.
I think I would have been like, we're doing this like party thing, like a Dodger
no
films.
Like the most vague thing, like that's so
yeah
on
that sounds
Jeffrey,
right.
Where I wouldn't know what I'm walking into, so like a room of 30 people saying hi to me, I just did it. And I never even went to the Diamondbacks game. I'm so no, happy
we did because we were late, I think.
The yeah yeah
we were like a we day
in
well,
typical fashion we were late
well, we were
they
late
were early
for a good
today
reason,
folks.
Though I think either you couldn't go because you were still at work or something, or I couldn't go because I was at work.
We were 100% late. We didn't leave till like 9, and I remember getting to the house at like 12 or 1.
Ouch. Yeah,
that was a reason.
I remember getting there, you guys weren't there, and then like I've said, I woke up the next morning and Jasmine was asleep on the kitchen
point
floor.
point is yes, that I remember that was apparently the main thing about that was Bobby didn't know that she showed up, and so we got in trouble for
that. No.
That was my first impression.
You didn't tell
and
the
I,
man?
I've been able to live it down.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah, I remember. Because I didn't think it was a big deal. I was like, oh, it's my sister, you know, like, just bring my sister. But it was a very big deal.
It was a big deal.
It was indeed a very big deal.
All right, now the deep question. How long have you been siblings?
That's a good question. She was adopted.
Somebody.
So, I mean, man. I was an only child for the longest time, and then we saw this like poor homeless girl. It's like a little homeless girl. I'm like, oh, mom, let's take her. Let's clean her up and give her a home. And my parents were like, okay, sure, why not? And that's
no,
the rest is history, guys.
But for real. Do you two have any favorite childhood memories together?
Ooh. I feel like video games are always fun to play, except you would make me cry every single time.
There was one time where I told my sister that if she rode her bike too fast, she would like take off like E.T. I ain't gonna lie. The most vivid memories I have of my sister is just me bullying the shit out. Just me absolutely causing so much like mental trauma.
Dora the Explorer, she told me that if I didn't do what she did, she would get pissed.
She like, got to jump through the TV.
Like, so I would like religiously like do what she. Yes, would, Dora. She asked.
Do you see the mountains over there, Dora?
For no other, for no other reason other than like just shits and maniacal shits and giggles. Like I don't even know why. I just
bro feels like the Riddler.
Yeah, I mean,
he locked me out of the house. I think I said them in the last pod.
Yeah, I locked her out of the house, yeah. And I'm like, Jasmine, you and Madeline have to like turn on each other, and they eventually Madeline turned on her.
This guy's John Kramer, bro, just trying to set up saw traps.
Yeah, but good times.
I feel like an easier way to narrow down some memories, maybe any funny vacation stories from you and your family growing up.
Where have you guys traveled together?
We went to Costa Rica, but Jasmine was too young to remember that.
Like, I do.
We were going to throw her. We were going to sacrifice her to the volcano.
But you sacrificed your Nintendo to the ocean.
Oh, yeah.
No. You chucked
it
into the
ocean? This place called La Isla de los Tortugas.
The Island of Turtles?
Yeah.
Correct. Wow, look at you. Yes, the Island of the Turtles, and I had like my game, my first ever Game Boy and Pokemon game in my pocket, and I'm like, let's... go in the ocean, and then I'm like, oh, fuck.
You see the picture, he was like in like the jokes like, of the 2000s, and you see like his Game Boy's probably still in his pocket.
And like, I don't think Jasmine had formed memories or consciousness yet, but there was monkeys in the jungle that like they stole our clothes. I don't know where she... Yeah, they stole our clothes.
Really?
Yeah.
You're not just saying this for
monkeys the stole your clothes.
Monkeys stole our clothes.
Wow.
Where else have you guys gone as a family?
Miami.
Yeah, I remember that one. That was from the softball days. Yeah,
that was fun.
Yeah.
What do we do that was like eventful in Miami, though?
I was going to say, is there anything to do there besides day drink, be on the beach and tan?
You guys went to the mansion. Who's the guy?
The Versace mansion?
Versace, there you go.
Versace mansion, yeah.
Is it Donatello?
What?
Isn't his name like Donatello Versace?
That's the sister.
That's the sister,
Donatello.
Yeah. Do you even Versace?
Yeah.
I don't know the guy's name.
But how about you, Jasmine? What is your... Do you have any memories of... I mean, I have a bunch, but like...
Like our favorite vacation.
But like, I don't think just like, you know, childhood like sort of thing.
Being siblings.
Yeah, being siblings. Besides me torturing you,
is
like
there any
non-stop.
Spot you guys would go together, I don't know, to walk to? I mean, you're a bit of a ways from like where you guys live.
Me and Jeff.
Is that like a normal thing in Santa Ana?
Just... I know me and Jeff have like the same reaction.
Do you siblings,
yeah, what the hell? Everything's like within like my fingertips.
Yeah, we always walk to our favorite
sibling. Let's take a leisurely stroll down
come
the
on,
park
brother.
Today.
Okay,
alright.
Get your 1820s ass out of here, bro.
What's the age difference between you guys? How much older are you than Jazz? 7 years?
You're 26, right? You're 45? close.
Anyway, so you had conscious memories before Jasmine was born.
Of course, I would hope so.
Do you remember any life pre-Jasmine and then when Jasmine was born?
Oh, yeah. Life was awesome. I used to get all the toys.
What changed?
I used to get all the toys, like all the attention. You know, I wouldn't have shit scribbled on my books or my toys or anything like that. And then when she was born, like she's like right on every book. This is Jasmine. Mine. And I'm like, dude, that's my Green Eggs and Ham book, you asshole. Like, this is a
not
part.
Not
she
anymore.
Was like taking the things that were integral to me and like putting mine and like essentially graffitiing my bullshit. I'm like, dude, I'm gonna beat your ass.
Now, I also want to know. I've been told by my parents, have your guys' parents told you, are there any alternate names that you almost had instead of Jeff and Jasmine?
Yes, she was supposed to, well...
do you know yours?
I think I was supposed to be called, like, Junior or some shit, like...
As a girl?
Like, Juan.
Wait, are you saying if we were, like, the opposite?
No, like, just what, if they had like alternate names instead of... Like, my parents, the ones they had for me, if I wasn't going to be Austin, was either Trey or Matthew.
That's funny.
You look like an Austin.
You seem like a Matthew.
Thank you.
Get ready for this one. I was supposed to be Pedro Antonio.
Ooh.
Pedro Antonio.
That was supposed to be.
Why did they go with mobile?
Dude, that's
there?
Some smuggling name right there. I like that.
Pedro Antonio.
Yeah.
Dude,
yeah,
Pedro
hard.
Antonio gets all the bitches.
Pedro Antonio? Like, dude,
that's like Sebastian.
Ooh.
Do you guys believe the name that you're given forms who you become?
Yes, absolutely.
So, I was almost Norma.
Norma. I can't see that at all.
No.
I can kind of see a Norma.
Why?
I don't know. Whoa.
I'm offended that you think I look like a Norma.
Well, here's the thing. Is there somebody that you don't like that's named Norma?
No, it's my grandma's name, but it's like Marjorie.
Yeah,
or like,
Mobo. Have you seen a 10-year-old Norma? No, they're all 90.
Have you ever seen a...
Or a 10-year-old Margaret?
Gertrude. Like,
have you seen a Timothy under like 45?
Yeah, and then there's names like that, like a Seth that's like 70.
Seth? Yeah, Seth is wild.
Seth?
Name? Seth.
Chad.
Chad.
D.O.B. January 10th, 1940.
Jeez. What was yours?
What was my? I think they were supposed to go call me John or Juan or some shit.
So you were going
to
be a junior?
Yeah, like a junior.
JJ over here.
I'm so glad they didn't. I'm so glad that they named me Jeffrey in the same year that another Jeffrey did a bunch of other bad things.
Oh, Mr. Dahmer.
Like, I remember I confirmed to my mom, I'm like, Mom.
Why?
Why? Why? Like, in the same, like, were you not watching the news?
No, you know what it might be? She might have subconsciously just thinking Jeffrey and being like, oh, it's such a cool, I love the name. And not, like, she might have not attached it to Jeffrey Dahmer, obviously, but because he was always on the news, it was probably in her head.
Yeah. Like, you ever seen, like, that, like, I put everything together. I didn't realize it, but you know, like, that Incredibles meme where, like,
oh, where he's on the computer?
Yeah. And I'm like, Jeffrey Dahmer, 1990. I was born in 1990.
It was 1990?
I was born in 1990. I was like,
that's crazy.
Why?
Dude, oh my lord.
But yeah, I guess it's unrelated.
Well, you don't look like a John, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do wonder.
I get like I look like a Doug or a Jeremy.
Doug would make sense.
Doug.
You look like a Doug,
like,
actually.
I do wonder if Alejandro right here in front of us, if you were Pedro Antonio, would you look any different right now?
Pedro Antonio would have, like...
Probably. I would have had, like, long, luscious hair, like a Fabio-type character.
I feel like if I was Trey, I'd be more fuckboy. For sure.
Trey, yeah.
I think Pedro Antonio, I'd pretty much, yeah, I'd look like Fabio. Yeah. Just be, like, that typical, just hot-ass Latino for no reason.
I know that Jasmine doesn't like her middle name.
Oh, okay. So let's just bring it up.
Yeah.
Oh. Like, okay. Name. Okay. Since I don't have a middle name, what is your middle name?
I know both of theirs.
My middle name? My middle name's Kenneth.
Okay, Kenny.
What's wrong with that? Kenneth is awesome. I love that.
Kenny over here.
It's just so random. It's like too random, like Jeffrey Kenneth.
I'm telling you, our parents gave us the whitest name. Well, not you, but me. The whitest name possible, maybe just to give us a head start in life. Like,
you're J.K. Reyes.
Yeah.
Just realize it.
Yeah, and then J.D. Reyes.
Yeah.
Correct.
Mm. Let me guess. Diana.
No.
Diamond.
Wow. No.
Danica.
It's D-E.
Dietrich.
No.
Did you say Detroit? I know. Oh,
Desiree?
Yeah.
There you go.
Your middle name, Dietrich. Dietrich.
Did you say Detroit?
So dumb.
I'm gonna name my kid Detroit.
Jasmine Detroit.
Oh, that's amazing.
Jasmine Detroit.
Holy shit.
Now, we have a game for both of you. First game I've created for the podcast, but...
Wait, hold on. Hold that thought. When are we going to have, like, the chicken prank? Like, the chicken prank?
Bro, you're not supposed to talk about that.
So, if you've
been... You weren't going to do it. Like, stop playing.
Oh, I thought you had one in here. I thought you had one in here.
Excuse me, we had...
Dude, you see the way she flipped?
We have an in for a chicken. Over the thought of a chicken? Relax.
No, I have an in. Multiple ins.
You have an in for a chicken?
We have
in. I do.
How do you have an in for a chicken?
We can get an actor chicken.
I could get a chicken.
I know a guy.
I know two people that could give me a chicken.
Yeah.
Stop saying that, dude. That's fucking weird.
Give me some.
So, if you're familiar with my main channel, we pranked Jeff a long time ago by putting his worst fear, aliens, everywhere. A specific alien. And one day we will get Jasmine.
No.
One day.
No.
Yo, she is crying over here, my boy. Don't talk about
it.
Stop. She is shelling out tears.
He's actually right in this
Start. Wait, so why don't you like birds? Because it's not chickens, it's birds.
Can you explain birds that in general?
Like, real shit.
Jasmine, what's the best bird and what's the worst bird?
Who's Throw it
the
down. Biggest bird?
No, I'm not. No, because you're going to do your homework, and then that's what you're going
okay.
to present me
with. If you say a flamingo, where the hell am I going to get a flamingo?
Your guy, your connections, your network.
For a chicken.
It's not like you're going to say
you
peacock.
You know a guy who knows a guy who can get flamingos.
Look at all those chickens.
All right, what's the best bird?
I wouldn't hate meeting a penguin. Can you just have me like be around penguins?
I like penguins.
You like penguins?
You don't like owls?
Hell no, they're weird. They like switch.
She's gonna walk in the room and I'm gonna train it to do this.
Buddy, you just named the creepiest bird.
Creepiest.
They're creepy. They like turn their whole head. No, absolutely not.
We know she doesn't like pigeons.
Pigeons and crows are the worst.
Crows
are they not?
I don't know. I'm not afraid of birds.
Crows are so goth.
I don't like crows.
Okay.
If you want me to listen.
Okay, Edgar Allan Poe.
Okay, what really pisses me off, whatever. I don't like chickens, and I don't like the little red giblet. It just freaks me out.
Oh, so a rooster.
You don't like the crop?
the mog? I think that's what they call it.
The crop.
I will actually cry if you present me with any sort of bird.
It's not happening today.
Huh?
What?
Yes, it's not happening
today. It's not happening today.
Now, before we play this game that I've created,
I'm not answering any
of your
questions.
I'm going to ask this of you guys. Can you say one thing you love about having Jeff as a brother and Jasmine as a sister?
Oh, I'll let you go first.
The good thing about my sister, she's a lot like me. She's like a kind of like, she has her little quirky differences, but she's a lot like me.
Not you know,
I like court. Projected myself onto her.
He's like, what do you love
I love what I love about her.
She's
what I love
like
about
me.
Her. Yeah, we know I'm a narcissist. What I love about her is the things that I love about myself. So she's great at basketball. She's actually a better, I think she's a better shooter than me. She is.
If you're not her brother, I totally believe you're a different person.
Really?
You ended up playing basketball. You are into, well, like you played the same video games with him growing up and pretty much have the same hobbies.
Yeah, I used to force her to play Super Smash Bros. To the point where she's actually pretty good at
actually,
Super Smash
that's
Bros.
My hidden talent is Super Smash Brothers. Just I will really kick good. Anybody's ass. Except his.
I believe it.
Yeah. All the she probably like back then she's like, oh, I hate playing. And like and then now she's like,
I would
I'm
cry.
So, I'm so glad that like
Why?
You taught me all these
a
things.
A core memory would because I wanted to do girly things. I wanted sisters. So I would like we would watch movies and like obviously I'd want to watch
just like Die Hard.
Literally, it would be like I would want to watch Barbie's like The Dark Knight. Or I would want to watch any one of the other like girly ones and he's like doing those dark thing like
let's
Fight
watch,
Club.
Let's watch Grease. Goodfellas.
Yeah. When people ask me my movie interest, I'm like, what are girly things? What are girly options?
Jasmine's like Mean Girls. Jeff's like Django.
Yeah.
She's like Pulp Fiction.
I like exactly. Quentin Tarantino now. And I would cry before when I was 10 because I just didn't want to watch him. But he would force me. And I would throw
you're
the
tripping.
Remote.
You would
you know
no.
like the typical little sibling where you're like, I don't want to change the remote. And you would like corner me and I would just toss it.
You know what it is? It's always
like,
the older brothers.
You are a lying heathen. Every time I would, like, it's happened. And you know, granted, it's happened vice versa. So I'll show her a movie that I know is freaking, it's a banger. And she's like, I don't want to watch this. And then she watches it and she's like, damn, that was good. But it works opposite. There's sometimes it happens less times for her, but.
The Jersey Shore. He loves it. Love is blind.
I love
you did
it.
Not.
Jersey
like,
Shore's
what? No,
awesome.
Don't.
It's okay. It's a guilty
Jersey
pleasure.
Jersey Shore's fire.
Yeah. Get
Jersey
crazy.
Shore is
get
trash,
wild.
Bro. It's
what?
Like, I love New York. All the reality TV. I put
you
them on.
You did not
on.
Discover
a
that, homie. What? You did not discover I Love New York. Okay. Case in point, Assassination of Gianni Versace. Great show. I didn't give a shit to watch it, but then she introduced it. I'm like, oh, wow, this is a banger show.
That is great. On FX, anything with American Horror Story, it's the same writers.
Oh,
but
American
Crime
Story,
they're doing Monica Lewinsky and Bill Clinton X. Every single one. Crazy.
Okay. Wow. So what do you love about Jeff as your brother?
I like that he's always very supportive and he hypes me up and
it's true.
You know.
It is true.
Yeah, like if I get picked last, dead last, he's like, yeah.
You, every time you hear woo,
woo, I'll like hit a grounder. Jasmine, woo.
It's true.
Jasmine's breathing. Yeah.
So he's your number one cheerleader.
He's definitely a cheerleader. So that's what I like about him.
Yeah, I'm proud of my sister. She's done. She's a very accomplished woman. I am woman. Hear me roar. She's. Oh, that's another thing I like about. She does like. She hates math the way I hate math.
Oh,
into,
I
like,
hate
the
math.
Social
bro.
Sciences the way I love social sciences.
I so. Die a little inside when somebody at my job is like, and so 17 times 7 is what?
Yeah.
Later.
Yeah.
I hate math.
Just
over.
Hold on.
I hate having to like. I hate when so. When I'm interested, like, I give out change, and then they're like, here, I got change for you.
Fight or flight.
Yeah. Like, it's one of those things, like, yeah, I feel like our brain is wired in the same way.
What's that... Patrick on a little, when he's, like, riding a little horse? That's my brain.
Yeah. Like, don't introduce new, like, this is the number that's on the screen. Do not introduce any more shit. Because then I'm like.
Now, the game we have here. It's called Sibling.
Excuse me. She was in the middle of talking about what she liked about me.
Oh, that was it?
That was it. No, that was... She had made it clear, brother.
So, sibling war.
Let me be clear.
We're going to pass these down, but we'll give these to each one of them.
Oh. Ooh! Ladies and gentlemen, we have a Jeff and we have a Jazz side on each Sharpie.
That is so cool.
Nice.
Make sure you guys each get one. And we just got questions here, and you're just going to say, Jeff. Or Jazz.
You're going to flip them.
Okay.
Jeff or Jazz.
So, Mubba, we'll go back and
forth. Is it sponsored by anybody?
It is sponsored by Off the Field Podcast on Off the Field Podcast. Subscribe to Off the Field Podcast.
There Thanks, Off the Field.
Thanks.
So, first one. Who is the funnier sibling?
I'll give it to him.
That was landslide.
Number two. Who is smarter between the two?
Top line, Jazzy. Well, I mean, there's
I'm gonna say me.
Wait, if you want, okay, if we're gonna get specific, we're gonna say there's book smart.
There's definitions of yeah.
Like okay, who's more book
I'm
smart?
I'm book smart. No, you're not. That's crazy.
That's mentally
book
insane.
Smart.
Yeah,
I think I read a lot of books in college.
Like,
that's academically
smart.
Jeffrey, that's the actual definition of book smart, is that you hit the books in college or
That's not the beyond. Definition of book smart. Definition of book smart is like when you're intelligent in terms of like scholastically, like not how many books have you read. Like, and second, I've read more books than you too. What the hell?
Did this guy read a book? What the hell is he talking about?
He does have a bookshelf like in his room. Yeah.
I also have a bookshelf in my room.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know.
You wrapped it.
Fine. We'll go with Jazz book. Because I don't care to argue that. Sure, Jasmine is smarter than me in other facets. So that's, I was going to say, define
well,
smart.
The next one is who's more street smart?
Okay, well.
Oh, you know, I think me. I'm pretty sure. But I'm not super street smart.
Jasmine?
Like, I don't know where to find a kilo. Like,
you could.
I don't know where to dump a body or anything
you
like that.
You
want to
just split it? No, you got to
Can we just
side.
Split it? I mean,
no,
sure. We both are not very street smart.
Okay.
We'd both probably get caught.
So you guys would probably get smuggled.
I could. No. Like, actually, no. I think
like Jasmine can't
I
change
have
a tire.
Incredible luck, and somebody will change the tire for me.
Yes, okay. Can either of you start a fire?
Yeah, I can start a fire.
No. No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't. I'm going to still hold it like that.
Okay.
All right, the next one. Who is a better cook in the kitchen?
Oh.
Me.
What do you like to make, Jazz?
I like to make enchiladas. I like tres leches.
What color?
Red. Chilaquiles, I can make that. Lasagna, chicken alfredo.
I'm getting hungry already.
I'm trying to make crab cakes pretty soon. I can make that, yep.
Yeah, I used to hate, like, when I remember when Jasmine was like, because I'm just a natural hater. When she first started cooking, I'm like, what the hell is this? What is this? What is this?
She You're never going to be good. Jasmine Undercooked Reyes.
I never called it. Hold on. I never called you that.
Yes,
but
you
I
did.
Wish I did.
Yes,
because that's
did.
Amazing.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
I served I him up some chicken Alfredo, and he's like, he picked it. He's like, Jasmine Undercooked Reyes. And he showed me the chicken. I was only like 12. I was
Jeff
only 12.
Got yeah, awarded.
You were 12 making fettuccine.
If man. I actually said that, I'm impressed with myself.
Jeff got awarded the role of older brother, and he has ran with it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But, okay, well, I was going to, let me finish. So, yes, when I started, I was hating at first. Like, what is this, like, spaghetti that you've just made? And, like, I'm like, I eat it. I'm like, oh, shit. It's actually pretty good. And then she got better over, like, she obviously got to learn. And she's a really good cook now. I'm not gonna lie. She could make a lot of stuff.
I can't cuss, but he really dug into my tres leches cake the other day.
This has nothing to do with the game, but I do want to bring this up because it's been talked about away from you and with you. We are going to Italy in September. And for the longest time, I was led to believe that you backed out. Because Art said that. You're not, right?
I'm not going?
No, you're not backing out, right?
No. My
okay.
payments are very much going through to Mike Chase card.
Are you talking to
I
me
I am very
too,
much
or?
Feeling the
no.
financial
I'm talking to her,
burden
Jasmine.
Of that trip.
I'm like, when am I going
statements.
To Italy?
Yeah, because...
You're not going.
Yeah, I'm not going.
Because you bought it with me at Disneyland, and then I hear months down the line that Art's like, yeah, she's not going. And I'm like...
I believe it, though, because I'm pretty notorious for, like, backing out of plans and saying, like, will I, won't I, will I,
At the last second, you will back out?
I don't, like, maybe once or twice, but, yeah. But I'm going to this one. You will see me in Italy and
Good.
Drinking a beer at Germany. So.
Good. And we're all going to buy Lederhosen?
Yes, we are.
Yes.
All right.
Lederhosen.
So now, the next one. Who has better style?
Me.
That's me.
Me.
What? Dude.
Me.
Get the hell out of
me.
Here, dude.
Me.
I ain't even gonna
that's
lie to
That's literally
you.
Like my, that's my, it's not my thing, but like I have great style.
Jazz got drip.
What do we think, Mobo?
She got, dude, Jazz is drip.
I mean, I will say this.
Look at the differences in fits right now.
Yeah. Well, look what we're wearing right now. I mean,
look at what we're wearing. Look, she got red bottoms on. She got
some Levi's calls for it.
She got Cartier sweater.
No, this is the most basic of the you got like pink pants that like you're
like,
I didn't
pink.
Look how insecure she got. Like that style. Like look at that. What is
it? I'm proud of it.
Come on. As somebody who plays GTA, you should know that's a pink pearlescent.
Thank
on a
you.
Blue
yeah,
pant.
And it's unintentional. She didn't even know. She's like, are my pants pink? Are my pants pink?
I just
like,
love how
yeah,
that gaslighting
style,
still
Jazz.
Works.
Anyways, we both have a great style. Like, it's not a slight. Like,
from
she
the
does have a great style, too.
From the times where the events called for it, she usually goes all out compared to
Storm, Selena.
Wait, are
Girl
you being
Boys
serious? Am I taking crazy
my
pills?
New York fits.
First of all, number one, I just came back from work, so like suck
I'm
it.
Not talking about right now.
Number two, we were just talking about it. Number two, we're not about to like talk about our costumes. Like I've decimated her in terms of costumes. Not even close.
I'm not talking about a Halloween
she was a hot.
He's right. Though.
Yeah,
he was Batman.
I'm talking about like an award show. Or
you
like...
were just talking about like you were just talking about like Storm and like.
What? Who was Storm?
I was Storm once.
Oh.
You don't remember that?
Yes. But I'm talking about that.
What?
I'm talking about when we have award to pull up formally, not in a costume.
Sure, I guess. I don't. Yeah.
But you're right. If it's like the award ceremony, I will show up nicely. So, yeah.
Yeah. Mopo, go ahead.
Jeff, you're going to want to turn that for Jazz?
Yeah. Give me.
Oh, yeah. Jazz, sure.
All right, guys. Now, between the two of you, who is the more athletic?
Oh, well, yeah.
This one should be fun because I know Jeff is gonna just be 1000% Jeff on this one. Who would survive longer in a zombie apocalypse?
Oh, it's not a question. Like, it's me.
No confidence, Jazz.
Well, hold on. I'm very lucky though.
Like, here's the thing. These questions.
I'm so lucky. I feel like I've lost my wallet many times, and my phone has always come back to me. I've broken down in many roller coasters.
It's like the SpaghettiOs can working. From the commercials. It just
things tend to work out in my favor.
I want
can't
to,
help it.
In
a zombie apocalypse, something would help me and help.
Now, thanks to this guy, I have a fucking iPhone just rolling or just flapping.
I want to put a disclaimer on all these questions you're giving. Like my sister. Is like in terms of like we're both good at all these things like, in my opinion like she would probably survive longer than a lot of the crew in the zombie apocalypse, no offense, all right, because I know my sister, she's smart and she you know she's responsible and she like she's prepared, she's actually more prepared than me half the time, so but I'm just like more
you bring a Brita in times a treadmill for the yeah. zombies, you know.
Okay, this one should be very telling of your guys' childhood growing up. Go ahead, Mofo. All
right, guys. Between the two of you, who was more of a tattletale?
Oh, Jazz.
Me?
We don't snitch ever.
Me?
Yeah.
I don't. Hold on. I don't think either one of us would really snitch, though.
No.
Oh, would you guys just drive your parents
to
crazy?
To be fair, no.
Would you guys just be like, we don't
I'm
know.
Trying to think of a time when the only time I could, like, the biggest one was when she threw, like, a freaking brick at my face.
If anything, you tattletale.
Oh, yeah, no, I whoa, shit, you almost took my eye out, bro.
I was about to say we didn't discuss this. You threw a brick at Jeff.
No. I threw a Lego at him. It hit him in the eye.
That's technically a brick.
When you say brick, I'm thinking a brick of a brick.
It was
wall.
A Lego box, and the corner hit my eye, and I was like, bro.
Even 4-year-old me was like, really, bro, like. Really, brother? Like, I'm getting hit over this. And he's like, Mom, Dad. And then I was still very young. I've never been, you know, hit before. It was like my first time. And then my dad, he cried after he'd even want to do it. I'm like, you snitch. Nobody wanted this to happen.
I do remember.
So he's a snitch. Sorry.
Sure, why not? I do remember, I will say this. I was notorious for getting all my babysitters fired. All the time. I got like seven babysitters Ooh. Fired. I'm sorry to all you guys watching.
Was this the goal of yours to get them fired?
I was just didn't want anyone like watching over me. So I was just like, I'm a fucking
So what was the strategy?
I would use her. Like, oh, they were mean to Jasmine, and then my mom heard that and he's like, you're fired. And the next one, like, yeah, they didn't feed Jasmine, you're fired. Or they left Jasmine in a hot car, you're fired. And then, like, after, like, the fifth one, my mom's like, I don't
something,
know.
I have bad judgment here.
Something's odd.
Something. You keep getting your babysitters fired. And I'm like, and then one of them, I couldn't get fired. I was like, fuck.
No, I think one of them had a cult. I think that's how you got one of them to get legitimately fired. Weren't they, like, doing, like, a little, like, study? and then they left me somewhere they weren't supposed to?
Probably. How were they doing, like, a prayer on you?
The camera. Okay, I don't know if that...
Jeff with the catch.
Was that just now?
That's so funny.
Yeah, it hasn't gone black yet, so...
It goes every, like, 30 minutes.
But, yeah. Good old Jasmine coming through for me.
Hold up, I gotta run it back.
What?
To be fair, though, because we were all kids at one point.
No.
What babysitter did you guys, like, truly hate?
I didn't have one.
Oh, Maida.
No, them two.
Maida. No, Jeffrey didn't like this. She was like a driver for us. Like, she would take us to school, and her name was Patty. And Jeffrey,
Patty sucked.
Dude, Patty was such a... She was like a second mom to me, but Jeffrey, every single morning, I know this isn't great to his head. Jeffrey, wake up.
Every morning.
Jeffrey would absolutely lose it. Yeah, and those two would bicker every single morning. He couldn't get her fired, though. She's still very family close friends with us. Very close family friends.
Patty, bro. I feel like she took, like, sick pleasure. And, like, I'm like, it's like 7 o'clock or no, like 6:40 a.m. or something. Jeffrey, wake up. I'm like, dude, I hope you like die.
It's like the same cadence. She was ahead of her time.
Yeah. Yeah. But she was just doing her job, you know. She was trying to get me to school.
She was just trying to get you to school, yeah.
She was trying to get me to school, so. Great job, Patty.
Look what happened when you got a bike.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Who got in more trouble as a kid?
You should just point me.
That is Jeff, yeah.
100%. 100%.
Yeah. All right, now I got to ask this. Because you guys are pretty much kind of along the same lines as me and my brother, being only two kids in the family. Who... Like,
go ahead. Think, Mobo.
Words, Mobo. Words are hard, I know, but
just a little bit.
You could do it. You articulate, man.
Fuck.
Are you good?
No, yeah, I'm good. I just can't believe I froze up right now. What the hell?
You.
Well, I had an add-on to the who got in trouble more. Do you remember a scenario, either of you, where you got in trouble?
Oh, yeah.
Like, really bad with your parents?
All the time. I used to get lost at the mall. I ran away from school at like 7.
Oh, what'd you do on the walk home? I've heard this story before.
Yeah, I was like, in my head, I'm like, oh, they're going to see a little kid, a little, you know, innocent child. And like, I was going to go to Burger King and ask, like, can I have a burger? Because obviously I didn't have money, duh. And so I'm like, yeah, that was in my head, that was a smart plan. But then I got to Burger King, I'm like, no, this is stupid. This ain't going to work.
Didn't you say something to somebody walking by you?
Yeah, there was these two teenage girls. I was 7, and these two teenage girls were like, hey, kid, why are you alone walking by yourself? And I was like, fuck you.
Oh, my God.
Because I was like, my time, like, there's no parents around. There's nobody to watch. I'm like, I could cuss. And I'm like, yeah, fuck you. I don't even know why I said that. I just did it just because I could. And they got so mad. They were going to run across the street and kick my ass. But I'm like, I just like started running.
Jasmine, do you remember a scenario where you got in trouble?
I didn't really get in trouble that much. There was like this one time where, you know, like in the back of the textbooks, I learned this from a young age, that there's like the answers.
Of course.
And yeah, I just kept getting them right. And my mom was like, wow, you're really good. And then my aunt, I was just having conversation with her, and that little snitch decided to tell my mom that I was using the back of the answer sheet, and then my mom like grounded me.
Now, wow. When she says aunt, context real quick, she's not, you know, we're not thinking like 10 years older kind of aunt, like the same age as her, but for some reason she's Arthea. Yeah. Anyways, continue.
Oh yeah, it's one of those.
The bloodline's different.
Yeah. Yeah.
I remember now.
Grandpa late.
What's like the biggest, in, excuse my French, the biggest fuck up you guys have both been like, we're going to clean up this mess. We're not going to rat each other out.
Oh, scenario? Dude, I'm trying to think if I can remember any that I've done.
Like a cat in the hat scenario, huh?
Yeah.
Man. I don't think we've ever fucked up that bad.
Like there hasn't been a royal moment?
I can't think of any.
We had a party once, but Jeffrey usually freaks out more than I do.
Was that your party that he always talks about that like got buck wild?
Yeah.
Which one? The one where... yeah, where you got drunk and you blacked out and then like...
Okay, all right. but the point is the party, there was just like a lot of people, and at one point the entire like dinner table, or we have like some type of coffee table near a couch, like you know where you put the recliners?
Yeah.
So some guy was just resting and he like reclined the chair, and then like snow globes, flowers, antiques,
my God.
Everything just kind of fell over, and you just hear Jeffrey being like, Jasmine, and then... everybody was trying to clean it up. Jeffrey was pissed, and that's when the party started to quiet down. We've had cops come to our door a few times. Every party. We can't throw parties. Yeah, that's the only time we've gotten really in trouble.
I must say, I don't think we've ever messed up that. I mean, there might be, but I can't think of anything because...
Yeah. The only things I can remember in my childhood, I just got detention for stupid things. Never at home, really.
I was going to say, you didn't throw like a, what is it, like a Project X type of party? And then
not in my house.
No.
I know Mobile has.
Oh, plenty.
Like a Project X kind of party, plenty, and then you got to like clean up before the parents get home.
I've been to those parties where it gets raided, and I'm like just in not a conscious state, yeah.
We didn't get caught, actually. Okay, so we were at, you know, Bobby Knott Crosby, right?
Of course.
Correct. They have a pool in their backyard, and his parents weren't home, and we had a ladder. And we're like, oh, dude, let's jump off the ladder into the pool. So we put it right next to his parents' bedroom window.
Bruh.
And so I jump off it. And obviously, momentum of me jumping this way causes the ladder to go that way. And it luckily, it didn't hit the window. It hit the wall where the window was. But we were all freaking out so much. We're like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. So then we're running down the side yard. And then our my friend Mikey like is trying to rush through the side fence. And he knocks the entire side fence down. And I don't know where this video is now, but it's all of us running. And then the camera pans up. And it's just the fence on the floor. And then just me like... That's probably the worst thing we've broken somewhere. Mobo, yeah. Do you ever break anything?
Yeah, my first year of living at the apartments I'm at. I was playing soccer with the kids I had just met, and we shot it and lasered it into, like, the worst lady's, like, front bay window.
Nice.
Of the living room, and let me tell you, she ran out, and we all booked it to the 7-Eleven.
Nice.
Oh, wait. I know.
That's lit. Like, we went to 7-Eleven at 99.
Were you there when we were egging the neighbor's house?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I egged a few houses.
Me and some family members, cousins of ours, like, did you go with us?
No, you guys never invited me.
Dude, man. Come on. Yeah, we were egging people's houses, and then one of them caught us and then, like, ran, like, chased us down the block, and we, like, somehow all, like, snuck into the back, and then they, like, knocked on the door, and they're like, hey, so your kids are, like, egging people's houses, and then, like, and we're like, and my parents are like, no, they've been here this whole time. We're like, yeah, we've been here this whole time. Like, we haven't.
Jeff with the big, nuh-uh.
Yeah, nuh-uh. Like, they're he's lying.
So much that one of the moms was crying.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yes.
No.
Dina was crying.
Oh, because like, yeah, our kids would never do that. Yeah, we totally did that. Oh, my God.
That was
God.
So gullible. I was like, no, they didn't do that.
Yeah, we totally did that. Yeah.
Okay. The game goes on. Who had more friends growing up? Jasmine says Jasmine.
Yeah, I think.
Yes.
Sure.
Yes. She was like, by a landslide.
As he puts himself.
Well, Jazz. Sure.
You had the same core five people.
Yeah, I was about to say, I had like the same core. Yeah, I guess.
I mean, I still had the same core plus like.
Jasmine has 40. Weird friends.
I was going to say.
They're just a bunch of dorks.
Jasmine, are you?
That's coming from me. Like, they come are on, not dog. Dorks.
Are you in like the situation where you have like friend group A, friend group B, friend group C, friend group D, and it just goes on for the alphabet?
Yeah, there's like your work friends, and then you got your high school friends, and then you got your decade long friends.
Hey, I'm with her on this one.
Your softball friends.
And then you got
friends.
Your softball friends.
That's five already.
And then you got your cousins who are your built-in friends.
Oh, yeah.
Your built-in.
They're the added-ons.
So, yeah.
We talked about this earlier. Jeff and his fear of that alien. You and the fear of the chicken. You two judging each other. Which one would you say is a more irrational fear?
Mine, because it's real.
Oh, the chickens. Yeah, because I'm pretty sure there's I don't know the stat, but it got to be at least a few people who die a year from birds and death. Chickens. Death by chicken. Like,
it can happen.
Someone look it up right now. Like,
death by cock.
Death by... Dude.
That's what they
How
are.
Many people died in 2023 due to birds?
They fall from the sky sometimes.
There's a ton.
They do.
They're not hitting terminal velocity on every, like, fall, though.
They could to me. And I would freak me out.
Not gonna, like, velocity. Melt through your head.
I mean, a ton, right?
I'm only getting how many birds died last year.
All right, well, whatever. Well, point is...
Do you want to know?
Sure.
Deaths caused by bird strikes. 200 worldwide since 98. Well, since 88.
100.
Well, since 1988. I mean, you gotta be your one dumb motherfucker killed by a bird, bro.
Ostriches are creepy.
But either way, what are the stats for how many people have died from an alien?
True.
Do people just go missing, though?
Oh, yeah, we can't document it.
Maybe there is. I don't know.
All right, yeah. Mobo, hit him with the last one for the game.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, to end this wonderful game, truly, truly, from the bottom of your guys' hearts.
Who you believe.
Who was the favorite growing up?
Who was the favorite growing up?
Yeah.
Oh, I was the youngest.
I was the favorite.
I will say this. In my family, being the youngest, I got away with a lot more shit
Did
than
you
my
put
brother.
You? You're clearly not the favorite, dude. But I will say this. You're my favorite. So you're like she's my sister, and I'm always gonna love my sister. I'm always gonna support my sister.
Yeah, mom and dad agree.
I mean, it's almost like what is that the Homelander? Like you're
which
I was,
one?
I was Soldier Boy. Like you're just a cheap knockoff, and then Jazz is like, no, I'll be the upgrade.
Yeah,
so she's the upgrade. I'll say that. So
if there's any parents, I truly believe they really don't have a favorite among their children. Your parents would be. The parents I'd believe.
Yeah. For sure.
Yeah.
I will say that, like, I don't think my parents would ever tell us who the favorite is, but I'm pretty sure it's me. But I mean, I was here 7 years before.
I truly believe they love both of you equally.
But bro, you costed them 5 babysitters, dog. Like that was on, dude, that's your stat line for now.
No, yeah, I did. I was a little shit.
His stock was low after that moment.
I mean, who got the master bedroom?
True.
I gave you the master bedroom.
How'd you get that bedroom?
They offered it to me first.
It was a penthouse.
They offered it to me first, but I'm like, whatever. You could use it. You'll probably put it to better use than
Jeffrey. I. Liars, come on.
Jasmine, are you serious?
Were you in the smaller room beforehand?
No.
You always
I'm
had
older
that
than
room.
You. I could have just bossed you out of the room. But I'm like, go ahead, take it. Yeah, there was 2 walk-in bedrooms in that, or walk-in closets.
Yeah, there was 2 walk-in closets, God. A bathroom, a sink. If I had a refrigerator in there, I would never have to leave that room. No. It was great.
Yeah.
Just get like one of those hot pots.
I could have lived in there. It was the best room ever.
Truly, truly. And that's it. That's the game and the podcast.
That's the game and the podcast.
Yeah. So, thank you, the siblings, for joining us. The Jeff and Jazz episode.
You almost hit me, dude.
Muchos groceries. Sorry.
Say muchos groceries.
Yep.
All right, we'll start the outro.
All right, guys. Ladies and gentlemen, as you guys know by now, Spotify and Apple Podcasts, this episode's going to hit Thursdays at 2 p.m. Tell them when the YouTube video hits.
Friday at 2 p.m. Da-da. Hey. Woo! Hey. Hi. Bad.
Howdy.
Bad. Mobile, get the spray bottle.
Stop telling me Mobile, what to do.
Get the spray bottle.
No!
Almost whiplash Jasmine right in the face.
I should have opened it. Just dumped it.
I thought you did.
You can just do this. Watch. A little party trick.
Are you gonna cut it open right now?
No.
Are you gonna do like a triple
Dude,
A?
No, the mic. Not the mic.
No,
not the mic.
Oh, then you do like a triple A thing where you like sip some wine and just.
Jesus.
That is all. Thank you. See you in episode 61.
I'm so wet.
Did we get canes?
Okay.
Ew, what the fuck? Hey, yo. Guys, comment down below if you like canes. Canes is ass.
I think we're going to get food, ladies and gentlemen. I know Jeff is hungry.
I'm withering. I'm withering away here.
I'm hungry. Come on.
Jazz is hungry.
You're still here? Go home.
Open
the
door.
The episode's done.
Why,
get out of here.
Why are you still here?
Go on.
Dude, get out.
Vete de mi presencia ahorita.
What he said. Goodbye.